Hotel and Lodging Association is making progress with its No Room for Trafficking campaign in hotels across the country. Chip Rogers is the association's president, and he says the idea is to train hotel employees to spot possible trafficking and report it.
If you see one person having dominance over another, people who are unable to make eye contact, people who may have noticeable medical issues, bruises or scars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Susan Page with the USA Today says the evacuation affected a lot of people.
Thousands of people work in that area. Hundreds of people were surely in the building at the point of the evacuation. It includes not only Gannett and USA Today, but also some other businesses that lease offices in that building.
President Trump and the First Lady are on their way to El Paso, Texas. Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, wants this visit to be non-political.
I've been trying to avoid politicizing any part of this. I don't think it's proper for the families, and it's not reflective of our community.
The mayor was speaking there on Fox News. The president will be meeting with families of victims affected by the mass murder over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A lawsuit filed by Sarah Palin against a newspaper has been revived by a federal court ruling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A federal court has reinstated Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, overturning a district court's ruling which dismissed the suit in 2017. The former Republican VP candidate sued the paper in 2017 over an editorial which linked one of her Political Action Committee ads to a 2011 mass shooting that severely wounded then-Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. In a unanimous ruling, a three-judge appeals panel said that U.S. District Court judge had violated procedural rules in dismissing Palin's suit after an initial hearing that featured testimony from the Times editorial page editor. The appellate panel says that the judge relied on facts outside of legal filings in the case to dismiss Palin's lawsuit.
A nationwide test of the emergency alert system is scheduled for 2:20 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, is calling for the rhetoric to be toned down after the two mass murders over the weekend. Today, President Trump was asked if he agrees with Cruz.
Well, I do agree, but I think we have toned it down. We've been getting hit left and right from everybody. Many of the people I don't know, a couple of people from Texas, political people from Texas that aren't doing very well. Somebody said the mayor, I had one very nice conversation with the mayor of Dayton, could not have been nicer. And then she goes and says, I tried to call him. Well, I spoke to her and I didn't receive any calls. So they're trying to make political points.
And regarding if Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill can work together, the president says,
you have two sides that are very different on this issue. And let's say all good people, but two sides that are very different. If we get close, I will bring them back. But it has to be, you know, we have to see where we are with leadership.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association is making progress with its No Room for Trafficking campaign in hotels across the country. Chip Rogers is the association's president, and he says the idea is to train hotel employees to spot possible trafficking and report it.
If you see one person having dominance over another, people who are unable to make eye contact, people who may have noticeable medical issues, bruises or scars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of our program, Modern Design. I'm very happy in studio. There was a show, which the girls won't remember, called Charlie's Angels, and it was the guy Charlie that was the detective and the three women. I feel like I have that today. They did a retro thing of Charlie's Angels like a couple of years ago. Do you guys remember that, the retro thing? No, you're making me feel really old now. All right, so I'm lucky because in the month of August, I still have my interns with me, and we're going to go from left to right. Just say your first name.
Left.
Left to right.
My name is Kaya.
Kaya.
My name is Rachel.
Rachel.
I'm Maddie.
And Maddie. Okay, so they're going to be with me today, and the reason that I gave their first names is going to be a very integral part of today's show, because today's topic is called Dorm Room Chic. And that's right, it's the dreaded time back to school. A couple of weeks ago, I had to run into Walmart for something, and all I saw was back to school signs and paper, and it kind of made me feel sick. Does it make you guys feel sick?
Yes and no. It depends.
Yeah, a little. I'm not a huge fan of school, but...
No, but it's just like the summer being over, although it's been a really hot summer, and it's definitely still not over, but that back to school thing kind of makes it like a little bit of a depressing thing at the same time. But we're going to talk about the artistry of it and things that you can do to make your dorm room, which is like a little small box, into something special. And I came up with a bunch of stuff, and you guys are going to help me for your generation of what people are looking for in their dorm room. Believe it or not, when I was going to college, I was in the all-boys dorm, and the guys were just as much into their room as the girls. You know, really good stereo system, painted the walls. They were really into their dorm room, which was kind of surprising, I thought, at the time, but it made me want to do more to mine, which I didn't do as much as many. Many people really did stuff to their dorm room. All right, so we're going to start by taking a look at today's weather. We'll take some commercial breaks, and then we'll get into our show. Today's topic is dorm room chic. If you'd like to call in, if you're buying your bedding for your dorm room, you're at one of the stores or online looking for stuff, let us know what you like and things that you plan to do with your dorm room. So let's take a look at today's weather. Ooh. I'm seeing that yellow warning sign. It says this afternoon, heavy rain. What do you think, girls? Heavy rain?
Yeah, and thunderstorms.
I feel like every time they say heavy rain, like, didn't we have this last week?
Yes. Yeah. It was supposed to be really bad last week, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was fine. So I'm starting to think that's a little bit of a crybaby. But anyway, so this afternoon, it says 80% chance of heavy showers with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, heavy rain and patchy fog with a low of 67. On Thursday, it's supposed to be kind of a not nice day. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a low of 87, so hot. Thursday night, slight chance of thunderstorms with a low of 67. On Friday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. That's good. I'm going down the shore. With a high of 84 degrees. Friday night, a beautiful night, mostly clear with 61. Saturday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 60. And a Sunday, three days in a row, sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees. You know, girls, this has been a really good summer because you never usually have like three weekend days in a row that are sunny, and we've had that a lot.
Yes.
Our program is called Modern Design. We've been on the air for 6 years now, every Wednesday from 2 to 3, talking about all things related to design. And they usually are very topical when it comes to the different seasons of things that are in or the topic now is back to school. So we're starting to talk a little bit about back to school. I'm going to take some commercials to pay for our program, and then we're going to delve into where you guys are education-wise, who's going to school for the first time, who's going to live away for the first time, and then some of the ideas you guys are already building and some of the things we talked about related to making your dorm room, your home away from your home, be as good as it can possibly be. And we will be back right after these commercial messages.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, which is really part of Flemington, pretty much, right on Route 202. It's 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting with wonderful accessories, things for your home, artwork, and beautiful lamps and lighting throughout. To set up a consultation with me, I do consultations all the time. You can contact Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770. Well, let's delve into today's topic. I'm hearing some things going over that. That means people on the internet are watching us, because I think this topic is very much topical, right? It's talking about dorm room chic and going back to school. So, Kaya, you have another year to go, so you don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. But Rachel and Maddie, you guys are going for the first time away to school.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Maddie first, are you going to go away to school for the entire block and then come home for the holidays? Or are you going to come home every weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go away for the entire block and then come back because I'll be all the way in a different state.
So right.
It's just more convenient.
How about you, Rachel?
Yeah, I actually have winter break off and I have like Thanksgiving off. So I'll probably like come home sometimes because where I am, I'm close enough. So if I ever like need anything, I can come home. But pretty much just going to stay there and then come home for breaks.
Sure. Now, how do you guys feel about that? I was so excited. I think when I was 16, I bought a couch because I couldn't wait to go away to school, like a foam couch that could fit in it. Of course, I didn't bring it to my dorm room. But I was so excited about the opportunity of having a little bit of added independence. Starting with you, Rachel, this time. Mm-hmm. Don't mess up the wires. How do you feel about not coming home for all that period of time? So you come home with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's September, all of September, mm-hmm. all of October, and almost all of November, 3 months.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you nervous?
It honestly hasn't been hitting me yet. Like, I feel like it's really just going to,
don't cry on the air. People don't watch my show.
It's just going to, like, hit me, like, uh-huh. the day I move in. But my birthday is actually at the end of September. So, my parents are going to come to me. We're going to, like, go do something. So, yeah, I think I'm excited. It's going to be, like, a new change.
Uh-huh. Very good. How about you, Maddie?
I'm a little nervous. I know I'm going to get homesick, mm-hmm. but I know that I'll, you know, get over that soon.
Sure. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Do you think this part now where you're getting prepared to get your own dorm room, is that part of it exciting for you, Maddie?
Yeah, it is exciting. I like designing my own space.
And that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Terrific. I want to talk about some great ideas today. I want to pick your brain. And Rachel, what about you? Are you excited about the design portion?
Yeah, I'm like always on my computer, like trying to find more like ideas for my dorm and stuff. I'm actually going like full on shopping tomorrow to see if I can get the rest of the stuff that I need.
Terrific. And we'll talk about even how you shop as part of the whole mm-hmm. process. And Kaya, when that happens to you, do you think you have a plan in place? Is how your dorm room looks important to you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty much.
Okay, good. So both of you girls, are you going to have roommates? Are you having to share that space, mm-hmm. or do you have your own?
Our style is actually suite style. So
what does that mean?
So it's like we have a bathroom to share between it's me and three other girls,
right.
and we have a little common area, and then there's two doors, so it's going to be two and two. So it's four in total.
So you're sharing your room with another girl. Mm-hmm. Then there's a suite with a common area, a middle part.
Yes.
And then the...
Like, right next to us, there's, like, a wall just in between the two, and we right. share the bathroom together. So I don't have to share the bathroom with, like, strangers.
Okay. And, well, the girls on the other side you share with.
Yes. But we, like, we all, like, agreed on it, so we already know who they are, because we picked them.
So isn't it two and two? So it's four, not five? I don't mm-hmm. know how you get that. So it's two and two.
Two and two.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. How about you, Maddie? Do you know what your setup's going to be?
Yeah, mine's the same way. So I'll have one roommate, and then in the suite, we'll share a common space with, it'll be eight of us, so I'll share it with seven other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's a lot small. Mine's, like, smaller than that.
So I don't know if I was spoiled or not. So when I went to Montclair University when I went to school, and to be a broadcasting manager, wow, that's what happened. So, I didn't want to share with anybody else. I grew up, I was the only boy, so I got my own room, which was good. And I didn't want that. So if you went into the all boys jock dorm, it was an old building from the 1960s, but it was all your own room. You still had to go down the hall and use the bathroom, but you had your own room. So I opted to do that. So what's kind of cool about that, it was called Stone Hall. I probably tore it down now because the university has, oh my God, it's so much nicer now. But it was a two-story dorm building, and everybody had their own room. So that was kind of cool. And I liked the privacy of that. And then you can do anything that you want to do with it. And even though it was all boys, I cannot tell you how much stuff people did to their rooms. I couldn't believe it. The painting and bringing in new furniture and lighting. And it was really, I was really surprised. It pressured me to do more because everybody else had done so much. I'd feel like a jerk if I didn't do anything. So that was kind of it. But for you guys, is there an assumption that you're going to, like, customize your room?
Yeah, you can really do whatever you want. Like, we have some, like, restrictions. Like, I can't hang, what are they called?
Well, let's back up a little bit because I want to talk about this because this is something I find interesting, is that you, Rachel, had an orientation, I think, before we started.
Yes.
Like, June?
I had mine, like, beginning of July.
Oh, July. Okay, so in July, because I haven't had you guys that long, in July, you went up and you had an orientation, so you already were in your room.
Yes.
So
We actually stayed in the same complex that my housing is in. I wasn't in the same building, but all the buildings are, like, the same, but we were in, like, that general area, and me and my one roommate actually went to orientation at the same time, so we went and we actually found the actual, like, house we're going to be in.
So did you pick your roommate, or is your roommate assigned to you by the school?
No, you get to pick. So, or you can go random.
If you don't know who else is going to that school, how do you pick somebody?
There's, like, Facebook group chats and stuff. So, like, once they suggest that you join that and, like, talk to a bunch of people. There's, like, group messages and whatnot. So, and if you're on, like, a sports team, that's what I did. Since I'm on a sports team, I'm rooming with people on my team.
So you were able to do it sort of like an online list. That's kind of cool. I had no idea. Boy, it was really back in the day. It was really like luck of who you got or you didn't get. That's why I had my own room. So you got to know somebody on the internet, which is probably not the best way to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
But at least it's something, and you see you have somebody in common with it. So you pre-selected each. What if you selected that girl and she didn't select you?
Well,
or vice versa?
We all just kind of, like, talked about it and, like, we agreed on it.
Okay.
So that's kind of just how it, like, worked.
Now, what about you, Maddie? Now, the difference is, you know where you're going to be because you saw what the rooms are like, so you know what to expect.
We already have everything, yes.
Right. You don't because you haven't been there yet, correct, to see what the rooms are like? Or did you go last year when you looked at schools?
I went last year when I looked at schools, but they're building a new building where the freshmen are going to be.
Yeah.
And they're basing it off of a dorm that's in a at a different campus in a different city. So I don't know what it looks like, but right. I've seen pictures of that other one.
So it's like online or something, or an email they sent you. So
yeah.
But you really don't know until you get there what you're going to do or the setup whatsoever, right?
No, not really.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. So yeah. Is it harder to plan because you don't have a preconceived notion of what it is?
Yeah, I found it really frustrating to like try and find stuff that mm-hmm. will go in the room because right. I don't know what exactly is going to be there and how much space I'll have.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe focus on the bedding and some stuff that's a constant. So I want to talk about color to start because that was like a hot button for you guys even when we were waiting to come into studio to tape this today and talk about color. And I wanted to see if there was a commonality of color. If I said color in a word and you can only say one word, a color you'd want your dorm room to be, and I'm going to put you in that, Kaya, too, a color that, that you'd want your dorm room to be, whether that be accessories or how you're going to do it, starting with Maddie, color. One word, you can't, word, one word.
Pink, I guess.
Okay. One word.
Does it have to, like, nope, like describing?
No. Okay. Follow the rules.
That's what I'm asking.
One color.
Pink.
Okay.
Yellow.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Interesting. Very interesting. And the reason I do that is because a dorm room is kind of tough. Most dorm rooms, now you showed me a picture before, Rachel, and your dorm room was atypical because it had sheetrock, and often dorm rooms don't have sheetrock because sheetrock has a paper coating, so it's very easily damaged from year to year. Of course, it gets a lot of movement and activity, but that gives you more options to do things, to hang things, as long as you put them back the way they are. But when I went to school, I remember my dorm room was painted, but it was painted over like ugly cinder blocks. So you really couldn't hang things up. You had to be creative of what you did to bring lighting in, to bring color in, and so on. But you have sheetrock, and you don't know what you'll have, but I have a feeling because it's brand new, you'll probably have sheetrock too. So that will allow you to do some stuff. So you girls both are the ones that are starting, and you both go pink, which is kind of funny because pink, when I was in high school, not even college, it was already out of style, but when I was in high school, pink and gray were like the combination. My prom, you know, I had a gray tuxedo with a pink bow tie. She had a pink. Pink and gray were like the hottest thing, and then all these years have passed. And this Christmas, I did a show on millennial pink for Christmas that the people were decorating with pinks and grays on their Christmas tree as a trend color because this new millennial pink was back, and you both picked pink. So what's up with the whole pink thing?
I've just been seeing, like, when I look at Pinterest trying to find, when I first started, like, trying to figure out, all right, what colors do I want to do, I definitely knew I wanted to do nothing, like, too bright, but something that would, like, kind of make me feel, like, homey and cozy. So I was like, okay, maybe, like, pink, grays, and white, something very, like, neutral that, like, I can find. Because if you go for, like, a very bright color, it might be harder to find things that, like, will match that, or just, like, trying to, it'll be hard to find stuff like that.
How about you, Maddie?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Like, I went for, like, a pale, dusty rose color because it kind of just, like, it's not too bright, but it, like...
Like, it's subtle. Nice. It's nice,
And it's so funny to me to hear you guys say that because it was so, like, from a long time ago and so out of style that it's so back now. It's just, it's amazing how things done. But I think it's probably different than it was before because, like, in the 1980s, pink was more paired with, like, teal and other pastels, and it had a different way about it. Now it seems to be grounded by gray, where everything is gray from the industrial phase, but pink is the softening agent. I did notice, too, that all the accents this year have changed. When you go into Pottery Barn or West Elm or any of these stores, you see that the throw pillows are always pink now, right? Well, the pops are pink and so on. And there's a freshness, I think, about pink, right?
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably part of it. So I do think pink is a trending color. And I told you I'm doing this house on White House Station right now, four-bedroom colonial, but built in the late 90s, more of a modern house with an open floor plan. We painted pretty much all the rooms soft shades of gray, but a lot of pop pink colors.
Yep.
A lot of pop pink colors. That definitely seems to be something that's trending. So I want to talk about a little bit about beds and bedding because I learned something. Last year, my interns were all boys. This time, I have all girls. Although Connor's doing a show, so let's save the story. But right now, at least, I have little girls. And their big thing was about bed and raising your bed. And I think it's even called something. Now, I had a really hard, uncomfortable twin bed against the wall in my dorm room. Yeah. And there was no opportunity to raise it, which I think is a cool thing because you only have so much square footage in a dorm room, right? So it allows you to put your desk under or whatever you want to do there. Tell me about... Either one of you start about beds and is it called a riser? What's it called?
Yeah, they call them bed risers. Bed risers. And they're like little cubes that you put underneath.
They're cubes that you put underneath?
Yes. Yeah. I heard they're very difficult to get on. Yeah. Like you almost want to like flip the bed, like the whole like actual part of the bed upside down and then put them on and then like flip it back
over. Do you have to buy bed risers?
It depends. Some schools of the beds like will
rise up like on its own, like how mine are, or like some people like might even they have the risers, but they want to go higher. Uh-huh. So it just depends what your personal preference.
So if you have your bed up, and let's just say arbitrarily it's like 6 feet, which is you could fall out of and hurt yourself, especially if you're drinking. Okay, so take that out. So if you do that, how do you get up there? Do you have some sort of a ladder? You're not a cat. You're not going to jump.
I don't know. I guess, like, I used to have, like, a loft bed, and it was, like, I actually had a ladder, like, right. I, like, built into it. Like, I could climb up. Yeah. So I don't know really how it would work.
No, but I mean, if you're making it high enough that you could put your desk underneath, it has to be.
It has to go pretty high.
At least 4 feet, right? Mm-hmm. If not higher, I would think 6 feet.
You don't want to, like, hit your head on your bed.
Well, I don't know how you would get up there. Yeah. Do we have a rope?
My sister had that in her dorm room. Okay. And, like, the foot of the bed, like, the frame of it actually had, like, rungs on it. And they were long, so that way you could climb that.
You climb it. Yeah, okay, like a bunk bed, but no bottom bunk.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So your bed is already raised, Rachel?
Yes, I can, like, adjust it. I think I'm not going to put my desk under there, but I actually, for orientation, they give us little drawers. So I think there's, like, a set of four. So I'm just going to put another storage bin, like, underneath. So
that's good for storage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really good for storage. I have plenty of room underneath my bed, so I'm not going to get any, like, bed raisers.
And then... risers.
Risers.
So now I lost my train of thought. So now, so Maddie, you don't know what you're getting, or you do?
I know that, well, what they said at least is that the bed will be about like 20 inches off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And in my dorm room, I'm not allowed to use risers, and it doesn't go.
Because I would imagine that could be a liability for the school.
Yeah, if you like roll out of bed, and like the floors are like... hard.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and some also, of the bedding is like, it's really old.
So right. So it, you really couldn't, 20 inches is less than 2 feet.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really do anything except just have more storage.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I would imagine it was a liability. But when, like, last year, the guys were telling me, yeah, I'm going to put my, I put my desk under there. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So now that makes a lot more sense to me. So let's talk about the walls of the dorm room. Do you plan on doing any painting? I'll start with Maddie.
No, I'm not allowed to do any painting. But
now, how do you... I'm sure you're not, but how do you know that you're not because you didn't have orientation yet?
There's a list of rules and, like, regulations that you have to go over before you submit your housing application.
Uh-huh. And they say no painting?
Yeah. And no nailing anything into the wall. Uh-huh. All very...
Bummer. This is going to be a harder show than I thought. Okay, Rachel, what's your story about the walls?
Yeah, mine's like the same thing. When I went to orientation, they told us the things that we're not allowed to have. We can't like nail anything into the walls, and no tapestries.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of people do get tapestries because it does like take up a lot of wall space, and like I think it really
yes.
Yeah. So and to not, I wasn't really like thinking about getting one in the first place, but when they said no tapestries, I was very like surprised about that.
I think Kaya's going to be in her room yelling, she doesn't care. So, I would do that too, at least one wall, like a really modern yell. Anyway, so having said that, how are you going to bring color into your room?
Well, there are ways to get around the whole, like, nailing stuff into the wall.
Okay.
You can use command strips. Like that.
The 3M products.
Yeah.
You know, they're not so easy. The last store I had plaster walls, and I put all those products, and something heavy went on. It just went, yeah. It came right up. Or maybe it was on for 3 weeks, and then one day it was on the ground.
Yeah.
So they're not that easy.
And they
so,
don't stick well to the cinder block.
No. No, they don't stick well to that at all. And I had plaster, and same thing, not my dorm, but my store. It, like, they'd be up for 3 weeks, and then one day, I don't know what would happen, the change in temperature or whatever, and I'd find them on the floor, so it's difficult. Is there a rule you can't have any glass in your artwork and stuff?
No, there isn't, but...
We can't have, like, candles or anything, but I think a lot... I like decorating with candles, but not actually, like, lighting them, but
no, but you, what
we're
you
not
guys,
allowed to have
you,
them.
What you guys should use is the LED battery-operated candle.
Yeah. Like, certain candles, because I found some, and it said, like, be kind on the side, so I thought it would just... It's, like, kind of, like, a cute, like, just accessory, but we're not even allowed to have them in the rooms.
Well, even... Oh, you mean just, like, not lighting?
Yeah, not lighting. I'm just saying,
but
like,
what
as
about,
a decoration.
What about if you had the LED candles? If you go to any of the stores, they have packs of LED candles now. What's nice about them is they've come a long way, and they have, like, sort of a flicker look.
Mm-hmm.
And a candle is a way to have a lot of solid color. So if your accent color is pink, and you have a series of three pink candles, and they're glowing, it really brings color into your space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your looks like your dorm room is white, right?
Yeah.
So yours are probably white, or maybe like a light off-white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not even good gray, but one of those colors a little bit. So you want to bring some color with something, so that does it. What do you think are some of the other things that we could bring some color on the walls? Anything to do to bring color on the walls?
I would say, like, wall art or even, like, pictures.
Uh-huh.
I'm ordering these, like, string lights from Amazon, and they're like lights, and they have little clips on them, so I can hang pictures, and you can, like, change the color of the lights.
That was a big thing for the boys last year. They all talked about Christmas lights, strip lights, and
yeah,
lights.
Something along those lines.
Lights were like a big thing. Mm-hmm. They talked a lot about the lights and how important that was. Some of the thoughts that I had, I did paint an accent wall. I am a designer, but I painted an accent wall on my bed wall, because it didn't say that you couldn't, but what it said is at the end of the year you have an inspection and you have to bring it back. So I painted a dark blue wall on my bed wall because I've always loved blue. So I painted that and left the other three walls. A lot of people in my dorm room, like the guy next door to me, he painted the entire room. And he had somebody come. I think his father helped him, and they painted it back. But the one wall wasn't such a big deal for me to do, and I did that. And I really liked it because it gave it some depth and some character, and the paint wasn't that expensive. But I've been researching these wallpapers now that are removable, and you can put them up.
Yes.
Do you guys collectively know, and Kaya, you too, about the wallpapers that you can do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw it, I think, in Sherwin-Williams, and I saw it somewhere else. But it's kind of nice because wallpaper won't only just give you color, it'll also give you pattern and texture.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you think you might want to do? Is those they're not cheap though.
No, they're not.
I couldn't believe how expensive it was. And I haven't used it yet, so I don't know how it works. I would imagine there's some sort of a bonding agent to it. I don't know if you wet it or what you do, but it comes off clean. And supposedly you can use it again, which I don't know how you can use it again.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Where have you guys seen that?
Online. It's called Dormify, and it's just like a dorm website, and they have a lot of the wallpaper, and they like give you like design, like they sample like a sample room. So when I see that wallpaper, because it does look nice, but I mean it's expensive, and I don't know.
If you were going to do that wallpaper, maybe just like for a section of your room, I don't think anybody would do a whole room because it would be too expensive. But let's say you did an accent wall like I did with the paint. Mm-hmm. If you were going to do that, what kind of a pattern do you think you'd want to do?
Well, my boyfriend's actually doing his dorm room.
He is?
It's like the wallpaper, but it's like light gray and dark gray stripes up and down.
Nice. Okay. I like that. What do you think you guys would want to do?
I've been seeing like a gray brick almost with like pink accent in it. So maybe something like that, because it kind of like goes along with my theme.
So texture.
Something with like texture, yeah.
How about you?
I would either do like a white like shiplap sort of look or like a brick maybe.
Yeah. You know what's funny? As much as we're saying, oh, you want to bring color, none of you are picking color. You're picking stuff that has texture.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that wallpaper... It's very hard for me now for people that are of my age to embrace when they take me on to put wallpaper in some of the rooms of their house, because they're used to when they had their first house, the previous people had wallpaper in like every room, and it was very hard to get off, so they didn't want to do that again. But the millennials or the younger generation likes it because Wallpaper does something that paint could never do. Paint can give you wonderful color, and that makes things change, the light and so on, but it doesn't necessarily give you texture. Wallpaper can give you pattern and texture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys all went for texture. So if you went for a whitewash shiplap or a brick look, or like you talked about the brick, or you talked about the stripes, that's all giving you pattern, right? They're giving you something else, but it really brings another dimension. So that is an option too, to do the wallpaper. We have a lot to talk about, rugs, all sorts of art, things that you can do, your bedding, what's in style. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back with a lot more of our show, which is entitled Dorm Room Chic. We'll be back after these messages.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, doing everything for your home, kitchens and bathrooms mostly these days, but wallpapering and painting and all sorts of trim and molding features and hardwood floors. And we also do a lot of commercial work, restaurants and doctor's offices and things of that nature. To reach Maven Hill Designs for any of your needs, the phone number is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Our topic today in our studio happens to be dorm room chic, and we're talking to three young ladies that are embarking changes in their life and going into a dorm room situation, and whether it be in a couple of weeks or in a couple of months, they're going to get involved in that thing. We're talking about your first opportunity to put your stamp on something, right, which is kind of an exciting time to do things and just the first time you do something, I think it's even a little bit more special because you haven't done it before and it's exciting to go through. So we started talking about your dorm room, which is basically a rectangular box, not that big, and some of the things that we can do. We talked about paint, and these days it's pretty much almost not possible to paint. But then we talked about doing that temporary wallpaper, and that might be something that's very interesting to do. We also talked about some artwork. You guys were going to do artwork, and you were going to do artwork on a wall, and you had to use like the 3M products. What would you put on, or did you buy stuff to put on the walls for to decorate the walls?
I haven't bought anything for my walls yet.
Uh-huh.
I definitely was looking on Etsy to try to find some ideas, and I actually found a little like monogram. It's just like a kind of like a monogram, like you can put it on your wall. It's like metal or something. So I think I'm gonna like get that for over my bed, just to add like a kind of a cute like staple to it. But I'm gonna pretty much just do the lights and whatever else I can find in the stores.
Are the lights gonna be color, or they're just like a thing?
I'm not sure if I'm gonna add color to that. Like if I'm gonna get the ones with color or just like normal lights.
White lights, mm-hmm. like little white
yeah.
lights. What about you, Maddie?
I'm gonna get this little like board, you press the blow, it's like a felt board, and you press the letters on it, and the background of it is like an ombre sort of pink.
Oh, nice.
To go with everything else that I got already.
That sounds pretty. I hope they give you gray walls instead of beige walls.
Yes, me too.
Let's pray for gray.
Yes.
And when you get there, Kaya, anything that you think you'd want to put on the walls? If you have like a theme or something in your life, I think you'd want to bring that into the room. Is there anything that you're like interested in, or you know, movie art or poster or anything like that?
Definitely movie posters.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. You're like a movie poster kind of person. I'm doing an apartment, luxury apartment complex that's 1930s deco, and I found this company recently, and I ordered some really cool old posters. I'm going to frame them, and they're really nice, you know, in a very simple environment. That poster really makes a statement because they're like a decent size. And when you have a poster, it doesn't have much weight to it, so you can do a very thin, light frame, and then you don't feel bad about putting it up on those hooks or that stuff because it will stay on. So that would be kind of a cool thing to do, something that's vintage and so on. Is there any other things that they tell you that you can't put on the walls?
Not that I know of, besides the tapestries, no like nails or anything. Like
when you say tapestry, I think of like old fashioned tapestries. What do you mean, like the school tapestry? Like what do you mean by tapestries?
It's almost like a piece of fabric with like a design on it.
Oh yeah, like a tapestry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people have them even in their rooms right now.
Do they?
I know at my school we're allowed to have those. And maybe might get one of those.
Definitely. So let's talk about some other areas that you can add a block of solid color to a space. Because if you're going to have a white room, then you need to put pops of color. So I always think another way to add some color is on the windows, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if your room, Rachel, already has some sort of blinds or coverings. Mm-hmm. My school already had blinds, so I didn't do anything to them. But not everybody does. Do you have something on the windows?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have blinds already on the windows, so I don't really think I'm going to touch that much just because I don't want to, like, I don't know. I feel like I haven't really seen anyone do, like, something with their windows, so I might just, like, keep it plain because I don't know what the rules are for that, too.
So, Maddie, if you didn't have something on your windows and you needed a covering, what do you think you would do?
I don't know. Just depending on what the walls are made of.
Right.
And figure out what to do. Probably like a curtain or something.
One of the things that I think is kind of nice is roller shades. Simple roller shades that are inexpensive now have really gotten very chic, and a lot of them have patterns to them. So let's say you like a really cool, like maybe white and gray Greek key pattern or a geometric pattern. You can create that by when the nighttime comes or later in the day by putting that halfway down, so like it's a valance, or all the way down, and you have that really cool sense of style using a shade, and they're usually pretty inexpensive to do. You can do a shade that looks like wood. You can do a shade that looks like metallic. You can do all sorts of different shades, but the roller shades are particularly good because they're very inexpensive, and they give you that ultimate privacy and insulation factor also. So that's another way we can bring in color. I have another one here on my list is rugs, and rugs are a great way because then you have an area that's like maybe even 8 by 10 that you have a color. So if you have an off-white room and they're like, what's your color? When you have a rug, that's a lot of space that's color. What do you guys think about rugs, and are you going to do rugs in your room? What's the flooring in your room? I couldn't see from the picture, Rachel.
It's like tile, but like I don't know how to like describe. I'm not like good with.
Are they small tiles or big tiles?
I think they're bigger.
So with tile, you really want to have some sort of rug because you're going to get up in January and go, oh my god, this is cold.
Oh my god,
it's
so cold. Even when I was there in July, it was still cold. It's like, oh my god, but I'm definitely gonna do a rug to just so I have something like soft, even if I just want to sit down or something. I definitely want to do some. I'm probably gonna do a gray rug.
What kind of rug though?
Like something fuzzy.
You want a shaggy, like kind of fuzzy rug. Huh?
Not too shaggy, but like definitely something soft, like just like a rectangle. For mine, just put it right next to my bed.
Right. So not under your bed.
Next to my bed.
So a little nest or a sitting area if you want to do your homework on the floor, you can. How about you, Maddie?
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing with the rug. I don't know exactly what color, but I think the floors are going to be like cement or concrete. Mm-hmm. So definitely need that.
I did a bedroom recently, and I don't know if this is something that's trending or you think it's weird or whatnot, but I have a woman that loves pink. So I did a Victoria's Secret inspired bedroom, and I don't know if you've ever seen that before.
Yes.
We were looking for furniture, and we were in the Bridgewater Commons Mall. We had come back, come out of Pottery Barn because they had some nice stuff in there. And I said, I'm going to show you something. Just follow me. And I went upstairs to the second floor with her, and I said, and she goes, why are you taking me to Victoria's Secret? Which seems kind of weird, right? So I said, I want to show you something. And I said, look at the visual impact of this and these beautiful stripes and the black is offsetting. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my God, this is gorgeous. And I said, what if we could find a way to take this theme and these colors and then refine it into your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
So I picked two shades that I thought were really nice of complementary hot pinks, a softer one and then a brighter one. And then we painted the softer one on the wall. And then we took sections, five inch sections of that wall, just the accent wall, and we did it in a darker, bright pink. Mm-hmm. And then when it came off, you had this bed wall that was these two shades of like signature pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and got a black crystal chandelier, and the black crystal chandelier came down with these two tones of pink and then a beautiful upholstered headboard and beautiful white furniture. It is just spectacular. So I was not knowing that that was a thing. I went online and I said I clicked on Google Images Victoria's Secret bedroom, and there's a whole thing that came up about that. It was really feminine because she wanted something that was over the top feminine and girly. Like the whole rest of the room is gray. Like the floors are gray. So it's just this one spot, and it was just so cool and stuff like that. What do you think about something like that?
I personally would never, not for my dorm room.
No, for your dorm room, you're giving the wrong suggestion.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's too much for me almost. Like, I like keeping it, like, simple, one color. So, I would... I mean, I think it's, like, a real... Like,
it's so pretty.
It's really pretty, but I just would never, like, picture myself, like, having that kind of room.
Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it would, like, it would look really cool. But for me, I like something that's a little more simple and calming when I go in my room.
Exactly, exactly. And then, Kaya, the yellow you want for your room, do you want, like, a caution bright yellow, or do you want a soft yellow?
Like a soft yellow.
Okay, that's good. I like both. I used to like soft yellow the most, and now I like, I use yellow less, but when I use it, it's a good pop with the grays, but I often like when the yellow is bright now with the gray, because I like the contrast of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's new ways to definitely use yellow. You know, you have to keep in mind when you're picking a rug for a dorm room space, it's got to clear a lot of things. It has to clear the door and so on. So you don't want to make it too plush. But if you have an area, some sort of like a fuzzy rug brings a femininity to that. The flip side to that is if you want to do a rug that covers a bigger area, there are a lot of rugs now that are made of recycled materials. In fact, what they do is they take old soda bottles and they put them, and they're impervious to stains and stuff like that. So you can do a big rug, almost even an indoor-outdoor rug, and they're good-looking now with like really nice designs. And something like that could also be used because it would cover more of the floor and keep your feet covered. And then, you know, the people come over, which they inevitably will, and spill stuff. It's not going to be that hard to maintain, so something to keep in mind as well. We have a quick news to go to. Still a little bit of our show left, and our topic today is wonderful ideas for your dorm room. So after the news, we'll be back with more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are headed to El Paso, Texas, after visiting a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Both cities were shaken by mass murders over the weekend. The Trumps visited some injured victims and thanked first responders for their quick action. Democratic Senator from Ohio Sherrod Brown met the president at the airport.
The last thing that I said to the president before he left, we had just met with police officers in the hospital in a conference room, and the president said, we want to give honors and awards to these police officers. And I said, Mr. President, respectfully, and a group of, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 people, respectfully, the most important thing you can do for these police officers is take these assault weapons off the streets.
And beginning September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages as the company did not renew its contract with Amazon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Police are still investigating the reports and what led to the evacuation. The FBI is now calling the mass shooting at a Northern California garlic festival late last month a case of domestic terrorism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Officials have announced that the young gunman who took his own life after police had wounded him had a list of other possible targets, including religious and political institutions, as well as courthouses, in addition to that food festival he struck. No specifics have been given, but all of the sites are being notified. The 19-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at the garlic festival, killing 3, including 2 children, and wounding 13 others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Find us online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Marty Smith is an ESPN reporter and correspondent for College Game Day on ESPN. He has a new book out titled Never Settle: Sports, Family, and the American Soul. He joins ABC's Good Morning America and talks about the main premise behind the book.
I believe that excellence lives at the intersection between preparedness and passion. I feel like if you are ready to win and you have that obvious energy, that positive energy, look out. You're going to. Passion is a factor that can separate good and excellent. I truly believe it. I've made a career on it.
Smith also talks about the redemption story of Tiger Woods and what Woods taught him.
He taught me a great redemption story. You know, we all saw Tiger's path. We saw the dominance. We saw the downfall. I got the opportunity to sit with him when he was in a very humble state, and he was so open with me, and I was so appreciative of that. And then I was standing on the 18th green at Augusta this year when he won his 5th Masters, and these 2 men walked up to me as we were standing there watching this amazing historic moment, and they were Clemson University campus ministers, and they said, "Marty, we see ourselves in Tiger's victory." I said, "How?" They said, "Because we're all capable of big mistakes, but we're all also afforded the opportunity at redemption."
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back to, we got involved in our own conversation there. That's what happens when you like the people you're with. So we're just talking about final thoughts. We were really worried about today, right? We were worried about today that we weren't going to have enough content. We really ran over, actually, talking about stuff. So we're at, let's see here, we're at almost the end of the program. Mm-hmm. We're at... We have about 2 minutes left. So last thoughts on dorm rooms and tips for other people out there that will watch this, not only right now, but in the podcast in the next week, and they're getting ready to do their dorm room. We'll start with Maddie. Maybe just last tips of what to do or think about when you're decorating your dorm room.
Just make it your own space so that way you're comfortable when you get there.
Yeah, and you feel good about the space you're in, right? Yeah. You know, I feel like it's so foreign. Rachel?
And I agree with Maddie for that. And I would say if you're having like a hard time trying to figure out what you want to do or what things to bring, go on Pinterest and like just search like what I did. I did pink and gray dorm room, and so many things came up. I'm like, ooh, I like that. And it would, like, most of the times it'll lead you to a link so you can actually find it.
So Pinterest is a good one. What collectively, all three of you, would be some other sites you would go to? You said Etsy?
Etsy for some like little decor stuff. Dormify, that one I heard it's very it's more pricey, but it definitely helps you because it can like make your own dorm room for you. You literally like pick out things and it's like, oh, here, this is what your dorm room's gonna look like, so you can actually like order everything
and it's good quality stuff.
Yes,
and it's like made so that way you can like take it in and out.
Any other sites that any of you've gone to for stuff?
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, love that.
That was a good one.
There's this one there, like, they sell everything that you need in, like, a trunk. And then, like, that's all. You
that's
have it cool. all.
It's like a kit that's already done?
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the guys did that. It was a kit where everything came together. His mother bought it for him, and he liked green. He loved green. So, all the things matched, the sheets, the stuff, the book covers. Everything was like that, like blue and green plaid, which is what he wanted and stuff like that. All right, guys, we're out of time. It was fun doing this show. I'm going to have the ladies for a couple more weeks anyway. We're going to do a lot of seasonal topics for late summer and things that you can do. We're also going to have some tips on gardening for your late garden and wonderful projects coming up now that we're going to be approaching fall and new things that you can do for the fall season. Well, thank you all very much, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great, great day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are headed to El Paso, Texas, after visiting a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Both cities were shaken by mass murders over the weekend. The Trumps visited some injured victims and thanked first responders for their quick action. Democratic Senator from Ohio Sherrod Brown met the president at the airport.
The last thing that I said to the president before he left, we had just met with police officers in the hospital in a conference room, and the president said, we want to give honors and awards to these police officers. And I said, Mr. President, respectfully, and a group of, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 people, respectfully, the most important thing you can do for these police officers is take these assault weapons off the streets.
And beginning September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages as the company did not renew its contract with Amazon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Police are still investigating the reports and what led to the evacuation. The FBI is now calling the mass shooting at a Northern California garlic festival late last month a case of domestic terrorism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
Officials have announced that the young gunman who took his own life after police had wounded him had a list of other possible targets, including religious and political institutions, as well as courthouses, in addition to that food festival he struck. No specifics have been given, but all of the sites are being notified. The 19-year-old suspect accused of opening fire at the garlic festival, killing 3, including 2 children, and wounding 13 others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Find us online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Marty Smith is an ESPN reporter and correspondent for College Game Day on ESPN. He has a new book out titled Never Settle, Sports, Family, and the American Soul. He joins ABC's Good Morning America and talks about the main premise behind the book.
I believe that excellence lives at the intersection between preparedness and passion. I feel like if you are ready to win and you have that obvious energy, that positive energy, look out. You're going to. Passion is a factor that can separate good and excellent. I truly believe it. I've made a career on it.
Smith also talks about the redemption story of Tiger Woods and what Woods taught him.
He taught me a great redemption story. You know, we all saw Tiger's path. We saw the dominance. We saw the downfall. I got the opportunity to sit with him when he was in a very humble state, and he was so open with me, and I was so appreciative of that. And then I was standing on the 18th green at Augusta this year when he won his fifth Masters, and these two men walked up to me as we were standing there watching this amazing historic moment, and they were Clemson University campus ministers, and they said, Marty, we see ourselves in Tiger's victory. I said, how? They said, because we're all capable of big mistakes, but we're all also afforded the opportunity at redemption.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.